Okay, we're back in regular session. Council, your direction. Councilperson Watson, would you like to discuss something?
I guess I'm trying to say this in a gentle way to someone I really like and respect a lot, but every one of us has had an opportunity where we've had to recuse ourselves because of our relationships with someone. And even if you really feel you can keep a secret, what's the phrase where it makes it look like perhaps...
This is appearance of fairness.
Appearance of fairness. That's the phrase, yes. Yeah. And so even though you do, we've just had trouble in the past with... And I'm not saying you would do that, but there is that appearance of fairness which makes it hard. You know, and you have every right to just sit, but we do have every right to not have the discussion in front of you. So.
Just to add, there is another option that was not utilized in the past that can be utilized should you care to do that, and that is to remove a member from that discussion. We were very close one time to do that, but in the end, that council member left of his own accord. Just if I could add really quick, this is basically the very first section of the council's legally adopted by ordinance, so it's city law, ethics handbook regarding conflict of interest. And this is a textbook case. And so thusly, staff is very uncomfortable with this situation, and we're not going to be able to adequately educate the council in this situation.
I mean, there's nothing more to talk about.
Any other comments or anything? Or Councilor Smushler?
I'm unhappy that I don't have information I think I need. Can I simply come into staff and inquire? Is there anything inappropriate
sure,
about that?
No.
It's not a serial meeting if we all go in?
You're going to create a serial meeting if you all go to his office.
Yeah.
What if we go
even
to
one at a time?
Yes.
Even one at a time is a serial meeting. Yeah.
How's that? If we go one at a time.
You're creating what's called a serial meeting under the Open Public Meetings Act. That's a violation of the law.
Can you send me that? I'd love to read it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That.
I'll send you all the case law.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Oh,
but I did win one.
One.
And I just thought, perhaps. No, we actually have one, right?
Well, but, I agree with Councilmember Watson. We've all been here. We've all had to do this. I don't think any of us up here hasn't. John, just, 2 weeks ago? I mean, you...
Well, he's outside for an hour.
Right, outside for darn near an hour.
Or, after his best.
I wasn't going to waste my time.
And that one, I admire you for doing that. That was pretty on the edge.
That was crazy. But, I mean, we've all had to do it. And it's not... There's no embarrassment about it. It's just part of the rules we follow. And
it's not personal.
We've had to do this before where we were in a situation where the subject came up for discussion, the person would not leave the room, and we just sat here and stared at each other. Now, it was for a different reason, but we could not discuss anything, and so we just didn't. And it really puts not only the council, but sometimes the staff in a very uncomfortable position when they can't bring stuff forward and have a meaningful discussion.
Councilor Smetzler?
Yeah, I'm concerned that we'll be here again with Dana one of these days for the same issue, and I'm hoping that we can find a way to convey to Councilmember Birch why this is important, and I just wonder if you could help us understand, if you can, why you think it's in the city's best interest that you don't accept the advice, I think, of body count here, 10 of us here. I mean, I think we all admire convictions and standing on principles, but this just feels kind of misguided here. You could help.
Councilperson Birch?
Are you supposed to respond to that?
You can.
Well, I know is I took an oath of office in January. I don't feel I have a conflict of interest. I don't feel I'm biased or prejudiced against it. I do have the city's best interest at heart.
Councilmember Burst,
I don't know the details of the lawsuits.
can I clarify really quick? You met with Greg and I, and you specifically said that during a court case with the Rogers, your husband stepped in and was provided them with advice, not necessarily legal advice, he's not an attorney, but suggested things to them that in your mind, helped them turn the tide of that case.
That was his sexual harassment case. Yes, correct.
So that's true, that your husband did that?
Well, he had a discussion with the attorney and just asked a few questions on why he didn't ask certain questions.
And suggested that he maybe should have asked other questions.
No, he was just asking for his own benefit. Why aren't you asking some the questions that he felt pertinent to that case?
You also seemed to suggest in my office one day that your husband was considering taking the bar exam in the state of Washington and representing the Rojas in their court cases or future legal matters. Is that correct?
He is going to take the bar exam in July, but he's never told Art that he's going to represent him. He's said to Art several times, you have attorneys. You have attorneys.
So the issue is, though, is that I know it's not necessarily your relationship, but when you're married, under state law and under your own ethics handbook that you took an oath of office mm-hmm. to follow, you have a conflict of interest if your husband even, or your spouse of any kind, has these types of relationships with other people. And I think that's what people are trying to say more gently, but I think it needs to be said bluntly because this is a risk issue for the city of Ferndale.
Are we being recorded?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a concern here that staff is not able to do their job.
So you're saying my husband is giving him legal advice?
I was asking if that was the case so that I could explain how conflict of interest works related to spouses. It's not necessarily that anything's actually happening, but it's an appearance of it. And so that's in your ethics handbook that I provided to you. So that's the concern we have.
I clearly understand that. But okay. I still feel that I should be a part of this discussion.
As one that's being personally sued by the person your husband gives advice to...
my husband has not given him legal advice.
Well, okay.
That's criminal. Okay. That's what you're saying he's doing.
Even if it wasn't legal advice, he made some suggestions based on his legal background.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? It wasn't necessarily legal advice because he's not an attorney, but he did speak to him based on your husband has a legal background. He has a legal education from the University of Alabama, I believe. So it's not like he just made these suggestions coming off the street. He is knowledgeable about how the law works, and it appears how trials work because he suggested something during a trial that you, again, did say to us that you felt turned the tide of that case. So it's not that he has a passive relationship where he didn't participate. He did participate, and that is an issue. No one here should ignore that. And that is concerning.
Carol, I know this is uncomfortable. It would be uncomfortable for me. And I don't think anybody here thinks for a moment that you would do anything wrong or that you would, and that you would keep your word. The key word is the appearance of. I think we're just urging you to help us to do our job too. And that's why we're asking. Part of our job is to ask you to accuse yourself. And it's probably the end again when this comes back to us. There's a lot of wisdom here. There's no ill will toward you. There's a high regard for you here and respect for you here. It just feels your convictions are misguided here. And we're asking you to trust us a bit on this one. So we can do our work, too, on behalf of you in this case.
I disagree. I disagree that I truly believe, I believe I belong here.
So
I don't know why you think that I'm just going to go blab everything.
Nobody has said that.
No, that's the session of the issue.
And I do have the city of Ferndale at heart. can tell you that I do. I feel like I should be included in this discussion.
So does staff need council's direction? Or I mean, because at this point, I feel like I can trust staff to do what needs to be done.
Our intention was simply to keep you informed as to the legal direction we're heading, because it does incur costs. It does, there are risks, there are rewards, there's, the whole matrix of...
Well, there goes our bike path.
Yeah, so it was, in fact, I explained this to Carol, that we weren't going to be asking you to pick one of three choices or courses tonight. We were simply going to kind of bring you up to speed as to what we've learned and what our legal... Because we have a new insurance carrier as well, and they've been involved in this. And so what their counsel has been, as well as our own legal counsel. So it was just to let you know why we're going in a certain direction, so you can not wonder.
Well, I mean, I trust our lawyer and I trust staff. So sally forth and do what needs to be done.
Just call me Sally.
I did. Write your face.
God.
Don't call me Shirley.
Motion to adjourn.
Whatever you do, don't call me Shirley.
Second. All in favor, signify, saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we are adjourned.